This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame. The highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn, but are so grateful that we did. So, let's get current. Any fellowship meeting that you walk into, you will hear that a lot. Let's get current. Let's get up to date with how you're feeling. When I write these episodes, I usually like to try and express what I have learned as best I can. That's usually through analogy or general facts or imagery or the words of someone who is much wiser than I am. I don't often talk about what I am currently experiencing or how I am handling the challenges that are rearing up in my life, mainly because those things are usually reserved for my personal journal or my gratitude list, and also because I imagine it would be a fairly boring 10 to 15 minutes to listen to. But I also considered recently that it's useful to hear how others are coping, what they're experiencing, because it helps us to feel far less alone. This is why there are fellowships. This is why we are encouraged to listen to the similarities and not the differences. It helps us see that maybe the situation we are in isn't as dire as we think it is, and that maybe we aren't terrible people, and that maybe our mistakes are ones that others have made and have made tenfold. I can't tell you the amount of times I have worked up the courage to tell somebody about the terrible, awful, unforgivable thing that I did, only for them to turn around and say, oh shit, yeah, I did that, or fucking hell, you think that's bad? It's why it's so important that we talk. The feelings of depression, of anxiety, of a dysregulated nervous system, those feelings are so universal. They are felt by millions of people all around the world. And it's so ironic that these are conditions that cause us to feel so alone and completely isolate. I never feel happy when I hear that somebody else has gone through the same shit that I have, that they have experienced the same swirling, all-encompassing feelings of relentless pain and torment and sickness and sadness, the feeling of there being no way out. I never want anyone to experience that because I know firsthand the places that it can take you. I really wouldn't wish it on anyone. But it is undeniably comforting to know that you are not alone in that experience. It helps to give a hopeless person hope. It helps us to observe the storm that we are caught in and not drown in it. To know that even though we may not be able to see anyone else through the wind and the rain and the fog, they are out there, and by holding out a hand, we can find each other. It doesn't mean we're not going to get wet, but it means we've got company while we're waiting for the storm to pass. So, to get current, I'll tell you a little bit about some of the symptoms that I've been experiencing recently. Anxiety has been ruling my life for the last few months. I've been waking up and praying that it's not morning. Sunlight pouring through the windows honestly made me want to cry. On the odd day where I didn't need to get up, I didn't. I could easily sleep for a whole day and just dread the moment when I had to wake up again. When I did make it out of the house, it was like walking around with some kind of Instagram filter between me and the world. Things weren't feeling real, tangible. Any previous surefire ways to bring me joy weren't working. Everything lost taste and luster. I felt constant nausea and worry. I genuinely believed that all my friends hated me and that nothing good would ever happen ever again. And then Mickey, who is my cat, who has saved my life on multiple occasions for any new listeners, he got sick and nearly died. And it felt like everything everywhere was falling apart all at once. And let's be real, that is an easy thing to feel with the state of the world right now, and rightly so. Have you ever sat by yourself and just wept without really knowing why? Felt such extreme worry and pain and self-hatred that if some kind of positive thought, some kind of solution, or even a tiny little bit of self-love even begins to gently brush itself against the edge of your psyche, the gremlin that's currently in control of it shuts that glimmer of light down so fast that you feel ridiculous for even allowing it to enter the stratosphere. Me too. I have wanted to tear my own hair out with shame and pain and hatred. I know firsthand how it feels to be brought to your knees and be furious when people who are already on their feet and have been happily stomping around for a while tell you to get back up. Pull yourself together is a toxic little sentence that emanates from the people who are blessed with a lot of serotonin, so ignore them. Trust me, I know what it's like. I also know that while these times feel endless, there is inevitably a finish. And it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it eases off bit by bit, and then one day you realise that things are just a little bit better. You can look over your shoulder at the last few days and go, wow, I've kind of been okay, and I didn't think that that could happen. But it is really fucking scary while it's happening. I understand how frightening unfamiliar emotions can be, how uncomfortable things like fury, jealousy, sadness, everything we're told not to feel because those things aren't helpful. It's really scary to be stuck in a place where you can't yank yourself out of those quote unquote ugly emotions. I get so angry at myself for feeling angry. I hate it. And then I feel small and useless for being angry in the first place, for not being able to be useful to others or help myself. My only advice is to let yourself feel it. True. Sitting in it isn't helpful, but neither is bashing it away. Feel it. Let it wheedle its way out of you. Then you have the space to alchemize it. I've been so frustrated during this time of anxiety, so angry that I'm still not capable of getting myself out of it straight away. Being able to easily observe the storm and put up an umbrella rather than just getting soaked. Because that's what happened this time around. I got wet in the downpour. I mean, super wet and lost, and it was crazy, and I was furious, and then I was furious for being furious. The journey is ever ongoing. The new bouts of depression, of anxiety, of whatever it may be, those bouts bring new things, new lessons. And it is so helpful to remember in these moments that absolutely no one is a goddamn Jedi. If you're feeling terrible and sad and scared and alone, let me tell you, you most certainly are not. You are not alone in those feelings, because I am right there with you, and so are so many others. So let's talk about it. Take this as my hand outstretched to you in the middle of a storm. We can get out of this together, and I don't give a shit if that sounds trite, because it's fucking true, and it's fucking helpful to remember that we are not alone. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.